Our theme for today is questions. So I'll explain that in a minute. Okay, let's take a breath and rest in the truth of your own self and recognizing that there is but one reality. Realize you are not separate from the nature of oneness. Recognize only life is in fullness and completeness. See clearly, we are the one that is. The appearance may be that there is one talking and several listening. But there is only one presence, only one to talk, and only one to listen. And that one is you. The oneness in awareness of word sounds, which is called speaking and listening. But let us listen with the heart of being. There is one presence, one life, one self, one being, this infinite, unborn, formless presence is the you that is you. You are the wholeness appearing as its own parts. So take a breath and rest back. Be still. So, I thought we'd try something a little different today. So, I'm just going to be asking some questions and we will converse over the questions. Okay. So, the first question, just to get things going. And these questions may be questions you have asked yourself, but they are always good to take a check-in along the way. Okay. So the first question I have for us today is there anything that you are not seeing clearly in regard to who you are? It is given that the truth of our being is pure awareness. That is our nature. That is what this oneness is, this one self is, this absolute presence is. And I think that we all can recognize that we are aware. Now, yes, we do take that realization to a deeper understanding. But that is through maturing in our knowing and in our practices. This is what takes place, as we go through that. So is there anyone, that thinks they have something that they're not seeing clearly in regard to who they are? So we're in class now, so you can raise your hand. Okay. Yes, love.
Thank you for the question. I think for me it is quite clear who I am or what I am as pure presence. What is not so clear for me is the significance of all my experiences. Sometimes I have the impression, since experiences are mainly appearances, they are not so important, or maybe not so. Yeah, sure, not as important as the awareness itself, of course, but for me, experiences are still important, and I think I'm somehow not sure about that. I don't know if you understand my question. Did you get it, Mary?
The experiences are not of that of a person. Okay, there's still, you're holding on to this idea that there is a perhaps an Ingrid that is having experiences, you know, and they're referred to as my experiences. But when you take that personal identity out of the equation, that there is no Ingrid there to be having experiences, when you take that out of the mind's belief system and you set that aside, then what are you left with? You are left with the awareness of a happening. There is an awareness as awareness. You are aware of the experiences, but there's not an Ingrid present to be having experiences. Ingrid remains a concept about being separate. And in holding that concept, then there is the goes along with the belief system, I am having experiences. Me personally, am having experience. No, there is no me personally to have an experience. It is the presence of awareness that is aware, that is witnessing a happening, a so-called happening. But there's not an Ingrid there having them. It's like, it's as if you were awareness witnessing, sitting in the chair, witnessing a movie out there. You're witnessing it, but you're not having it. And it can only become a personal something as long as there is the holding to the belief, I am a personal me having personal experiences. So, given the nature of our being, which is awareness, pure awareness. Okay. There is a witness to the pictures. Okay. You're the witness to the pictures, but you have to take this idea of being a separate person out of the equation. When there is no Ingrid, and there is no Ingrid, what do you have?
Yes, still experiences, of course, because yeah. The problem is, of course, that I also experiences, I of course I label them. There's not, otherwise I cannot relate to these experiences.
Who is relating to the experiences?
I'm not sure if the problem is how I express myself,
Are you asking, is it awareness that is relating to the experiences, or are you asking, is it Ingrid that is relating to the experiences? What is this function of relating to the experiences? And who is doing it?
I would say experience, not experience, awareness is seeing, is relating, yes, somehow. Is aware of something, that is some relationship, I would say. I don't know. It's getting quite complicated for me with all this. You know, somehow I still want to make sense out of my experiences. I say my experience and out of experiences.
As awareness, when you are aware of something, anything, just aware of something, that is not a relationship. That is being aware. The nature of your being is awareness. It is aware. Okay, there's an awareness. There is a witness to the actions of the day, of mind, what we call mind. There's an awareness of thoughts. But there's not a relationship to the thoughts. There's an awareness of thoughts that just rise up and then fall back down. But there's not a relationship. They're not personally your thoughts. What you are witnessing is not a personal relationship. It is just a flowing. It's a flowing of what we call life. And these are the actions and the activities of life. They just flow along. Flowers rise up, buds bloom, chicks are born, the sun seems to rise and set. The waves wave, make their waves, their crests, and fall. The weather does what the weather does, but they're not personal experiences. They are witnessed. definitely witnessed. If even if there is, what we call pets in the house or other folks in the house, that is still the same. There's not, and look at this from the heart, but there's not a personal relationship. There is this presence of awareness. There is an awareness of what is called relationships. There is an awareness of anything that the mind can contrive. There is an awareness to it. The mind contrives racism. There is an awareness to that. And it might seem
What
very personal, but there's not a relationship there. It's not personal. It's just a happening. It's just a flowing of thoughts and beliefs and concepts. And there is an awareness to that. But the awareness that is present is not having a personal relationship with what it is witnessing.
Okay, for example, when something is of significance for me or it feels significant. For example, I just heard a video and it was very interesting for me, and I was interested. Or for example, when I listen to someone and I feel connected and interested. So this significance, this feeling of significance is not personal, but is.
It's mind, what is going on there, that is mind. Mind is interested. Okay. Mind is defining a feeling. Mind is defining a sensation. That is all what we call mind. It is thoughts coming and going, coming and going. We call it mind, but it isn't really a mind. It's just thoughts rising and falling. There is an awareness to it. But the awareness at that point, okay, the depth of the understanding of being awareness hasn't quite blossomed fully. And there is still this veil of person. So the mind gets involved as the person and begins to make what it's witnessing, personal. The mind, it is the mind. It's not a you, it's not a person. Mind concocts that belief system that there is a me to experience things or have these feelings and these emotions. But if there's not a me, again, what are you left with? Just pure awareness. And awareness is not having a relationship with thoughts and feelings and sensations. There is a witness to that, but it's not a personal relationship.
So it is as a witnessing of a feeling of significance, and that.
Mind is the one that is interpreting the sensation as being significant. That is mind. That is mind. If there is no person, okay, when the idea or the thoughts come up that I am feeling this, you know immediately that's mind.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, I will think about it. Thank you.
Right. But the thing here is when the mind starts taking off in the personal mode and identifying as person with personal ideas, personal experiences, personal this and personal that, you have to, at this point in your journey, take that breath and say, wait a minute, whoa, put the brakes on, put the brakes on. There is no, I am not a body, I am not a mind, I am not the thoughts, I'm not even what's being witnessed. I am not person, I am presence. To begin to cut off the mind and the thinking and the thoughts and all the concepts and beliefs, to take that as a conviction, to bring that to back down to the nothingness that the mindset is. There is no person. To have a personal identity and a personal separate life, that is mind, that is thoughts.
Okay, thank
That's,
you.
and when you see that, that's what we call clear seeing. When you can see that these are thoughts and ideas about separation and a separate person having a separate personal life. And when you can see that and take that breath, see that little red flag waving, take the breath and step back, then you have seen very clearly. That it is thoughts that are being accepted as truth.
Thank you, Mary.
Awareness is aware, but it is not the doer, and it's not having a personal relationship. Okay, now I just witnessed dear Alice having a drink from a cup of coffee. I witnessed that. Okay.
Did you really?
There you go. But
Because
what
you made
would,
an assumption there. Was it coffee?
no, that's not a
Was
assumption.
it
Oh,
coffee?
I don't know. Just be still for a minute. But there was an awareness of that picture. Now it's going to be mind that interprets it. Mind is going to say, Alice, mind is going to say drinking, mind is going to say cup, and mind is saying coffee. That's the assumption. Hey, could be a morning martini. You know, but when you can watch how mind will step in and begin its dialogue of defining just that tiny 3 second image, you can begin to see how the day, if given to the mind, will spend it interpreting everything from how much sun is shining and should I close a curtain to maybe the neighbor speaking. What, it doesn't matter. If you can see it and see it clearly, then you are bringing that mind, that activity. I don't want to say mind anymore, but bringing that activity back to the self and merging it peacefully, joyfully, and then just enjoying the bliss, as they say. Being still. All right. Any more on that on our first one? Is there? Is that the first question again? Was is there anything that you are not yet seeing clearly in regard to who you are? All right, then I'll try the next one. Can you accept? Is it okay in your heart? Are you okay that there is no enlightenment to be attained or gotten? Okay. And that there really is nothing that's going to happen. Meaning that often, folks will think that there's going to be a big hoopla, a big moment, a big something happening that will define that, aha, I have attained enlightenment. Nothing is going to happen. Because everything already is. It is like two and two being four. It already is. You're not going to be enlightened to two and two being four. It already is. Nothing is going to happen when you recognize two and two are four. It already is. It is the same in your understanding of who and what you are. It's like, oh, I don't know. One day you thought two and two was five, and then the next day you recognize, no, wait a minute, it's four. Great. Nothing happened. I came into recognition and acceptance of what already is. I'm not person. I'm not body. I am not thoughts that rise up and try to tempt me to believe I am separate. I'm not that. There's an awareness to that, but I'm not that. So, is everybody okay that there will not be a shifting of the stars and a planet alignment and something really dramatic taking place when you come to the acceptance, that final acceptance? I am what already is. It is with this one that so many seem to believe that something jarring should take place that perpetuates their seeking, that perpetuates this idea of separation. So just take a quick look at that and make sure that you're okay with that. It just like two and two is already four. You are already what you are. You are already the presence of pure awareness, pure consciousness. You're already that. Mine like ha might like to have a big party about it because it's been looking for such a long time. But no, you are what you are right now. Everybody's okay with that one, eh? All right. Yeah, you might hear us talk about the screen, the background, the substratum upon which the mind is projecting the stories and the pictures, the perceptions and the concepts. You are the screen. You are the awareness that is aware of the story that mind is projecting. But again, there's not a personal relationship. So when you are playing, when mind is playing the story, I am having an experience. I want to know about my experiences, or I want to be more in depth with what I'm seeing and experiencing. This is all mind. This is all a projection out from mind, out from thoughts, out from beliefs, out from concepts. It is all being, and these are metaphors. It is all being projected from mind. The thing of it is that when we're watching a movie on a screen, or if we're watching television through the screen, we get caught up in that story. We get caught up on what's going on superficially on that screen. So the question again, or here, is when you are watching the story that mind is projecting, a story of bodies and minds and the world and the universe, when you're watching that story, do you remember the screen? Do you remember the screen? Mind is projecting stories on awareness, the screen of awareness. So you have to look at how often during the day am I caught up in the story and I have forgotten the screen. I have forgotten the presence of awareness of the story. I'm believing the story. I'm living the story rather than remembering that I am the presence of pure awareness where there is an awareness of what is in my horizon. So how do we do with that one? Do we have a clear seeing on that one?
So, can you repeat the question? I
Oh, the
understand.
question
Maybe
was,
it's just me.
okay. When you watch the TV or the movie, do you remember the screen that is already there? So mind is projecting the story on the screen of awareness. Are you caught up in the story that mind is writing about a personal life for you? Are you caught up in that? Or Do you remember that it is the screen that is present? So you are the screen on which the show is being projected. Now, if you can take a breath and step back and kind of give this little visual that you are the presence, the infinite presence of this screen of awareness. And then mind is projecting the story on the screen of awareness. Are you standing as the presence of awareness? Or are you living the story mind is projecting? Are you still caught in the story? Or believing in the stories.
Okay, now I understand.
Now you got
okay,
it?
so yeah,
Okay.
so I just wanted to share something that I have found helpful for myself, and you know, may or may not be helpful for anybody else. And I'll just give an example. Because I exercise in a pool every day in a you know, community pool that's indoors, and over the 6 years that I've been going there, or seven, I don't know how long it's been, a lot of regular, you know, gotten very close to a lot of regular people that come to swim and such, and of course over the last these many years, we've all witnessed quite a division in, quite a wide divide in the way people think. So I've then all at once I realized that I can ask a question that is absolutely like purely innocent to people, and I can, and I realize I can see what channel they're listening to, like what they're abiding in, and what they're, and so what they're saying back to me is not of them. So it's been my way to impersonalize and nothingize. It's just been something that's helped me to see the impersonal nature of everything that we're witnessing, that it's not of that person. So it's just been one little thing that I've noticed over, and this has been over many, many years, but you know, I wasn't aware of it for a long time, and now I'm aware of how I can see, you know, it's not personal. It's absolutely, it's not their personal. I can just see it, and it just helps me so much. It's just, I just wanted to share that anyway.
Yeah. Very nice. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. I love doing this. Yes, love.
Alice, may I ask you back? You said something about an innocent question.
So,
the innocent question.
Oh, the innocent. Well, the innocent question is kind of like they don't even understand what I'm asking. I'll just say, oh, so I realized that this, that electric cars has become is a big divide. And so if I ask a person like, what do you feel about electric cars? You know, do you think, and if they're really against them, I know what channel they're listening to. And if they're really for them, I know what channel they're listening to. And they don't even know, you know, they just think it's a, you know, it's a real innocent question. Like electric cars, what could be good or bad? You know,
yeah,
they're coming. But boy, people have opinions on them, let me tell you, but they're not their opinion. They're voicing an opinion that they're just, we're like, they're like parroting to me. I could actually go to the channel
and hear it from the source where they're getting their ideas if I wanted to, but I don't.
Yeah.
I can hear it all around me. I don't have to go to the source.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, and it's so clear to see how everyone has a story, everyone has their belief systems, and until that gets changed, that's what they live by, you know. And it's beautiful to be able to see that the only presence there is that one presence, and it doesn't matter what mind is speaking through that body form. It doesn't matter. It is our good pleasure to see the truth that is actually there and not get caught up in someone else's story that their mind is projecting. It's beautiful. Okay, so try to remember today that there is a story that mind will play until you can see clearly that mind is not an authority. Thoughts are not an authority. And then any old thoughts can come any old time. It matters not, because you have seen the fallacy of them. Okay. Any more on the screen in the projection?
I just want to say one more thing.
Okay.
It just came up to me as you were talking there. Another thing that I find really helpful is, you know, Christ told us, become as little children and suffer the little children to come unto me. He talked about children a lot. And it came to me also that as I'm witnessing and watching, if I will act like I don't know anything, like a child when they're born, like a baby, you can tell they're one with everything. They don't see any separation between them and anything around them.
Right, because the consciousness hasn't been there
right,
over
right,
yet.
right. So I feel like that's what was being referred to in that in those many times in the sayings of Christ, where he tells us, you know, to become like little children. So that's another little trick I do. Like, I don't know anything. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I don't even know. What are you talking about? And it just helps me to, like, to neutralize any, well, like the unconditioned mind, that chapter in Thunder Science is, like, so important. I think that's the most, like, that's what you're pointing to. All of your questions are pointing to having the unconditioned mind. So just another little thing that I do, like, I don't know anything.
I don't know anything. That's a very peaceful, calming place to reside in, not knowing anything. It's very peaceful. It is what we call bliss. Okay. So remember throughout the day, keep an eye on the thoughts, see what they're up to, so that you can just let them pass by. Now, okay, here's another question. When you see through the thoughts, when you do that, and there's not an awareness of thoughts, Where is the mind? And we use the term mind. We talk of mind, my mind, this, my mind. But in reality, there isn't a mind. What seems like a mind, or what we call mind, is just being aware of thought. I'm aware of a thought. I don't have a mind that did anything. I don't have a mind that produced the thought. I don't have a mind. I don't have a mind that is an authority, because there is no mind. But all that transpired was a thought rose up to your awareness, or multiple thoughts rose up to awareness. You became aware of many thoughts. Okay. And we are, I guess, conditioned to make the statement that my mind is so busy, my mind is so active, my mind is so strong. I can't get my mind to stop. I can't get the thoughts to stop. My mind is this, my mind is that. But again, what happens to this strong mind when you no longer accept thoughts as being truth and reality? Where is this thing called mind then? Can you see? Can you see clearly that, like the ego, that's a concept. Mind is also a concept. It's not a reality. You don't have to fight the mind. You don't have to get rid of the mind. You don't have to do anything about the mind. It's like, again, it's like the ego. It is only a concept, has no validity. But in order to do that, you have to take time to watch the thoughts and come to that abiding understanding. These thoughts are not reality. There can be no thought about you. Say that again. There can be no thought about you. Every thought we use, every word we use in an attempt to guide you or point you in the direction is not truth. It's not the realness of you. No thought is ever the truth of you. And again, we speak it as if it was. We use the absolute. We use pure awareness. We use God consciousness, we use Buddha consciousness, we use whatever. But they are not words of description. They are words in an attempt to point you to what you already are. And that is why we leave this concept of mind, we leave it alone. We leave the thoughts alone. Because if you are understanding that what is, which is what you are, cannot be described in words or thoughts, then you can see more clearly how mind is useless to describe what is. Okay. All right, so any questions that you'd like that I had not brought up? I have, or that I did bring up. Okay, so let's just let the body and the mind and the world go about its business. And you remain as what you already are. Okay. And embrace with conviction from the stillness of the heart. I am that I am. All right, so we'll call this one complete. Let us pray. Most beloved self, I give you the concept of being a body and a mind. For there is no thing but the one self. Most beloved, I give you the concept of birth and death. For there is no thing but the one self. Most beloved, there is nothing of mind but concepts, and I leave with you all beliefs, all desires. In loving gratitude, I am that I am. Amen. Namaste.